Hello?
Hello, my name is Ivan. I'm calling from Local Splash. Can you hear me?
I hear you, yeah.
All right, great. How are you doing today?
Nah, I'm doing okay. Not too bad.
Awesome, awesome. And before I continue, would English be okay, or do you need me to go ahead and speak Spanish? I can help you in Spanish if you need me to.
I didn't complain.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. Perfect. So as we actually spoke of quite some time ago, back in November, right, and we placed your account on a hold. Basically, we paused it for 6 months. So those 6 months are basically over, right? So that's why I wanted to reach out to you, because I saw a text message that you wanted to continue the pause. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, It looks like you've been on pause for about, again, 6 months. So I could definitely see if I could get you a little bit more time. But is there a reason why you're not looking to restart, let's say now?
Because I'm working for somebody else right now. So if we restart and I get calls, I won't be able to attend to the calls.
Oh, okay. I see. That's actually a really good point. I understand. Now, since it has been on pause, unfortunately, I can't keep it on pause for any longer. We would have to go ahead and see if maybe we can continue to help you on just the Google Business Profile. And I know that you were paying about $199, right? You paid it twice or for 2 months, right? In that time, we were very successful in getting your business on Google, right? Now, right now, as you mentioned, you're not really using it, but it definitely can be handy to help it move up in ranking. That way, of course, if the time is needed, right, you could definitely take those calls, right? So, again, you were paying about $199, and I could definitely maybe see if I could lower that to around $149. It's a $50 discount, right, just to get everything going again. And, again, it would be mainly just for the actual Google Business Profile. Would that work for you?
I mean, even the time that I was with you guys, when the profile was up and running, I didn't even get any calls, you know.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up, because
not even one at all.
Okay. So it's actually very important that you bring that up to us, right? And again, the whole reason is because you were with us for basically about 30, 45 days, right? And then we paused the account. Now, that in that time frame, yeah, we did get everything started, right? Like the Google Business Profile. But for everything to reflect, right, all the work that we did can take about 60 to 90 days, right? And in that time frame, I do see that there was a few calls that came in, messages, right? But you mentioned that nothing came out of them. Is that right? Or did you ever follow up with any of them, if I may ask?
Well, I there was a text that I saw, and then I replied, and they never get back.
Ah, okay. And again, I definitely see what you're saying, right? Because I see about six messages and about two calls. I'm sorry, it was the other way, four calls and two messages. Some of them, yes, I can't tell you, look, all of them were, let's say, leads, right? Some of them seem to be messages. And again, that was actually just the beginning, right? Now, since it was basically placed on pause, then the account's just sitting there and it's dropping on Google Maps. So again, within those 45 days, I guess you could say we started to finally get to see you on Google. Customers were seeing everything in regards to the information. Even on your client dashboard, you're able to keep track of all of this, just so you know, okay? That's something that I always tell my clients. Because of the client dashboard, you get to see all these reasons, everything that I'm talking about, okay? So I would definitely say that in that time frame that we helped you, it was finally being noticed by customers. From there, we just have to work on making sure that we make it attractive, gather reviews, for example, make more Google posts on our end. So it definitely is something that we can work on. And again, I can offer you basically the lowest price at $149, right? Would you like to go ahead and take that route?
Well, still looking at it, because last time the profile that you got requested for, the one that has the reviews that I sent you over, I'm not sure you were able to access that profile, because that was one of the challenges that we had, to get the profile up and running. But because there was another account that I had a lot of reviews on there that you told me that you wasn't able to have access to it. I'm not sure if you're able to have access to that account right now where you can see the reviews. I'm not sure if you
Let's go ahead and check. Yeah, let me check the Google Business profile that we have access to, because as you said, right, when you started, unfortunately, there's like a duplicate problem. Is that right? So that's something that we do help out our clients. If there's a duplicate, we can help try to gain access to it. And around 90% of the time, Google gives us access to it. From there, we make you owner, right? So I could see that we have access to an account with 6 reviews, right? So there's an account right now with 6 reviews. Let me see the actual reviews here, see how old they are, right? Yeah, there's some that are about 20 weeks. There's other ones that are about 23, 26. So about, let's say, half a year, right, somewhere around there. That's about 6 months. Let me see if I can find another Google Business profile on Google in your area. No, okay, so only the one that I have access to with the 6 reviews. Let me see. Okay. Yeah, that's the only one showing right now, the one that we have access to with 6 reviews. That's the only one that's coming up, right? Is that how many reviews you had before?
I don't know. I have to look at your profile again. But, I mean, to start, that 6 reviews is okay, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can definitely.
I mean, to start, that 6 reviews is fine.
Yeah, it's actually really good. With 6 reviews, it's definitely going to be very attractive, right? But, of course, we can help you gain more reviews. What we do is we create a link. It's called a tiny URL. It's just a short link with your business name that you can send out to people that you helped out, old customers, for example, as well. And as soon as you send them this link and they press on it, it takes them to your Google Business profile, and it asks them to leave a review, right? So it definitely can help make the easy review. And if you're a client that doesn't like to respond to the reviews because you're just too busy, for example, right, or any reason, we do have something that automatically responds to the reviews. Each review will have its own unique response because it's going to be about what they left behind on that review, right? It's basically an AI that we're using now. So that's also an option, right? A lot of things can definitely work out. Now, let me double check. I definitely do see the ones with 6 reviews, nothing else. So that's always.
Yeah, can I please just give me a second? Let me pick up Scott, please.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
All right, awesome. So, again, it looks like as you wanted, right, or were asking for, is that we do have access to that account with 6 reviews, right? Now, we also will make sure that the website is attached to it. So, again, we'll promote your website. We won't work on it, right? There's no possible way for us to do that. But we can make sure that it's attached to the Google Business profile like it should be, right? I believe we did that before we paused the account. And let me just confirm that as well. Okay, yeah, it's connected to a website that's currently live. And I believe I'm not sure if you did it on your own, but it looks pretty good, actually. It is protected.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a good website. So, again, right, it definitely is something that I would like to go ahead and just help you with, make sure to start helping with the ranking, just in case, right, that let's say in the future that you do definitely want to just focus on that. Everything is ready, just like the website is.
Okay. So is there any better discount that you can give me besides the 140?
The 149? Let me double check, because that one doesn't include the actual ads. It includes basically almost everything. Give me one second here. I'm still here with you, right? I'm just trying to see if I could get the approval, because a lower price is usually for clients that have been with us for, let's say, about a year or longer, right? So it doesn't hurt to ask, right? Okay, I do apologize. At the moment, they're not responding. It looks like they're in a meeting, but I know that 149 is almost basically the lowest. I am trying to see if we could do anything lower than that. So just bear with me a few more moments, okay? Okay, perfect. So I definitely do see here the opportunity for us to help you for a lower price. This is the lowest I can definitely go on that. And maybe in the future, we could definitely see if you could, maybe you will be interested in doing something else like Google Ads or possibly even Facebook Ads, okay? So just want you to just keep that in mind. But the lowest that we can go for you to restart the account is a total of $129. Okay, that would be $129 a month. It will be charged on the same day every month, right? So it will never change until you decide something different, okay?
Okay. Okay. Can you just give me maybe another month then for us to restart?
Okay, if we wait on the month, I'm not too sure if I'll be able to offer you the 129, right? Because it's past the month and I had asked for permission. So I'm limited on those, right? I could definitely do a month. I'll be honest with you. I can go ahead and do a month, right? But I would be against it because the sooner we start, the faster we get your ranking up, right? So at that time, I'm not sure if the 129 would be available, but the 149 will, right? I could definitely ask then. Maybe it'll go in our favor again, but I just don't want to rely on that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So you still want to go ahead and do a month instead of reactivating today, is that right?
No, I still want to do a month.
Still want to do
If I have to do it sooner, I can always call you back.
Okay. You know what? Let's go ahead and do that. I'll go ahead and basically I'm going to suspend the account, right, for a month. And I'll reach out to you before the 30 days, right? So I would say maybe at the end of April, I guess you could say. Would that work for you?
The end of April, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Give me a second here so I can go ahead and suspend the account here. Give me a moment. just so I just put the account basically on a 1 month hold, and from there I'll go ahead and give you a call. Actually, let me set up the call now here. Let's see if I can get a good date here for you. I could call you, let's say, on the 1st of May or the 30th of April. What would be best?
Hold on.
1st of May?
No, hold on. Give me a second.
Oh, okay. Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, 5th of May is fine. Yep. 5th of May, yeah.
1st of May works. Perfect. Okay, perfect. And it is now set. I'll go ahead and make sure to reach out to you. That way we can go ahead and discuss this and hopefully get everything restarted. If you, for some reason, want us to create another website for you, we can. It's basically part of the package. But the website looks pretty good, the one that you have, just so you know, okay?
Okay.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you so much for answering today, and I hope you have a good day.
Yeah, thank you too, Ivan.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.